This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Apparently, life is not supposed to be easy, so there are courses available
for you to take.
How to live life better. It's not supposed to be easy. If you go for a life of ease and comfort, you will fail every time because you're falling short of your potential. That song was the Eagles, Peaceful, Easy Feeling. It's a great song, and it's great to have that feeling. Yeah, exactly. Not that life should be a struggle. It's not fun when it's always a struggle, but when you are breaking new ground for yourself, when you're exposed to new ideas, or you're finding something that you're, let's say you're an exerciser, and you find a new muscle that you're going to exercise and build up to make you better, bigger, stronger. You know, that's kind of a fun thing. I didn't know I had that muscle. Yeah, look at this. And so it's powerful to realize all the things that you have that you may not be tapping into. So I would invite you to tap into this thing, the resources that you have, the old God-given talent that maybe you have not pursued for whatever the reason. My father used to say to me, be satisfied with what you have. If I'd have done that, I'd never be doing this or any of the other things that I'm doing. Not critical of my father, but that was his world. He was an orphan. He knew how to survive. That was it. So survival, and I think that's true for maybe more people than we understand, Jay. Maybe there are more people out there who just need to survive. They just want to survive. They get from one day to the next. And so, you know,
and
you
some
get
people, that's a difficult thing.
Yeah.
And other people, that's enough. It's one of those, yeah, like, it's okay to not be okay. We discuss that time and time again. But yeah, also something that's not touched on enough is it's okay to be okay. Sometimes I think that people believe we should be upset in certain situations. And at times, like, no, we really are genuinely okay. And it's not denial.
And if you sit and listen to some of this, not to put down my brethren who do news talk, but it's not really about the news. It's about, you know, political talk, and it's always the same thing. There are a few creative people around, but most of it's the same drumbeat all the time. And so you're missing things that are going on. Not that we need to overcook, if you'll pardon the pun, what's going on, the heat index. That becomes political because it's about global warming and is there or isn't there, that kind of stuff. That doesn't really get you any place. It's important to know that you ought to avoid the Concho Valley in West Texas because it's hotter than Death Valley. Okay, that's a good place to avoid. And if you live there, sorry. There are lots of flights that have been canceled or delayed this week because of the weather, the storms that brought all these. Look at the size of the hail, size of a baseball, for God's sakes, in the Midwest, and the tornadoes that are ripping around. We had some yesterday. I took a trip up to New Hampshire to do some work on a farm, the state farm for, they have a prison farm, and I was asked to do something. I took a ride up there. It took me twice as long to get there as it normally would because the rains, the pouring rains, they were isolated and local. I had to stop under a bridge for 4 or 5 minutes because it was raining so hard I couldn't see in front of me 100 feet. It was worse than a snowstorm.
But it's just like walls and sheets.
Yeah, walls of water. That's right. So anyway, is that all about the global warming reality, or has it happened? Listen, there's no doubt that the planet is changing. The planet continues to change. It has changed. So we're going to be able to do something about it. That's the old business about, I don't know whether we won't. There are a lot of people who are desperate to get you to believe that an electric car will save the planet. Maybe. I don't. It does, I'm not convinced, frankly. Anyway, that's something that does it requires some consideration. We're interested in the Wagner Group and what's going on in Russia, but how does it affect us? Okay, so is Putin so desperate to regain his power that he that he'll do anything? Well, I think he's demonstrated he's capable of doing anything. But it's interesting as to how this guy, whose name I can, I'm not good at Russian names and I've never been, Yevgeny Prigozhin, I think it is. Anyway, so he's trying to bump off Putin. Now Putin's trying to bump him off. So it's hello. You can see, I don't know Russian, but I looked at a little of the video, and he's visibly angry and upset. He says that he was the one who solved the problem. Okay, good for you. You can believe that. What do you do? I mean, there are, Putin blamed it on Joe Biden. And you can blame a lot of stuff on Joe Biden. I'm not sure that this is one thing. But because he's a punching bag, let's get... Well, it's Joe Biden who did that. Hey, he screwed up the...
Who's going to question it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Who in Russia is going to question it? The Chinese will say, yeah, yeah, you go tell him, Vlad. It's his fault. All right, well, listen, whoever's there... Artificial intelligence transforming healthcare. Why does that sentence bother me? Huh? You're going to the doctor. You're going to see the doctor or you're going to talk to a robot? Who's going to do the prostate exam? That's what I want to know. Do we have a robot to test our prostate? That'll be it. Have a conversation. And one of the things I can remember is the doctor, the first time I had it, said, this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you. Sorry, pal. No sale. So we're going to have a new robot that'll test your prostate. Good luck on that one. And just the visualization. And you can't, women don't, well, I don't know. When you have your...
We have your our own stuff.
Gynecological exam, and right, exactly. So you want a robot checking you out, Jay?
No.
Uh-huh. Right.
No, thank you.
I don't think so. Ay. All right, let's see here. I'm happy to see Jesse Waters is going to fill in for Tucker Carlson on Fox. Wow! That's big news! Isn't it? Or is it? I didn't even know who Jesse Waters is, do you? Two T's? W-A-T-T-E-R-S?
No, I don't.
I don't know who he is. Okay, so I guess we don't have to worry too much about that. Let's see here. The American public, I just did this whole last thing. If you want to listen to the last hour of the Good Day Show, go to gooddayshow.com. Listen to it today through the day. I'm sure we'll have part of it as the Good Day download. My conversation about China. And I didn't get to the part because I was too busy tuning about what we ought to be thinking about. But apparently Americans are starting to think more about China than they have for a long time. And China now, in the minds of a lot of Americans, is the same as the Soviet Union was when I was a kid. So now it was the Soviet Union then. Today, it's the Chinese. And so we didn't have the dependence, though, on the Soviet Union for our economic welfare. We weren't so dependent on making. As a matter of fact, I don't remember anything stamped with made in the USSR when I was a kid growing up. Do you ever see? I see now made in PA, let's see, POC, People's Republic, PROC, People's Republic of China. Because they don't always say made in China on the thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost one of those things of like, we want to look for items that are made in America, but at the same time, it's like, okay, I'll just settle for made anywhere other than China.
Right.
Everything. Look at anything you have. It is all, whether it is imprinted
Vietnam.
Or a sticker.
Yeah. Get something made in Guatemala or whatever. My pants made in Guatemala. We can't make them here? Yeah, so it's cheaper to make them there.
Well, and you have to watch out, too, if you are buying things online, products online. And if you are doing research, just see where it's coming from. And it'll say something like New York or L.A. or whatever. And then all of a sudden you start tracking the tracking, and the tracking is coming from China. And it's like, wait a second.
Yep.
Did I just get bait and switched?
Yep. LGBTQ Americans embracing their queerness. Want me to repeat that sentence? LGBTQ Americans embracing their queerness.
What's wrong with the sentence?
I would like it not to. With me, in my generation, queer has a negative impact, a negative connotation, and I don't want it to be. People today use queer as a positive. Mm-hmm. My generation uses queer as a negative.
Oh, it was like a derogatory term.
Yeah,
when you were
was.
Growing up.
Yeah, it was. The state of Kansas yesterday announced the new law that requires the state to reverse any previous gender changes in its records for trans people's birth certificates, driver's license. So if it had originally M and you changed to an F, now they're going to change it back to an M again, according to the Attorney General. His name is Chris Kobach. He said public schools' records for students must list them as the gender they were assigned at birth.
Well, which is their sex. I think we keep confusing gender. Gender is how you identify. Sex is your chromosomes.
That's a very
sex
interesting...
is what you are at birth.
Would you repeat that? Because I think that's what a lot of people get confused
on. Gender is how you identify. Gender is not what your chromosomes are. Gender is a societal norm. And sex is how you are assigned at birth. So if you are a male assigned at birth or female assigned at birth, that is your sex. That is not your gender. Mm-hmm. That is what your chromosomes are, whether you have X, Y, or Y.
Well, do they test the sex? Do they text the chromosomes, or they just look and see if you have a penis or not, or if you have a vagina? That's pretty much the test, right?
Well, yes, but then let's not forget, too, people who are born with both sex organs.
That's kind of
what
unusual.
Do their chromosomes say?
Yeah. Are there many folks like that around? I don't know the answer to that.
It's question. It's not the majority, but that does exist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I see it in cows. We have cows, although I don't know that I've ever seen a cow with both an udder and a penis. I don't know that I've seen
that. That makes you think about with the whole trans community and when it comes to sports. Why not just have X or XY?
Yep. Food for thought here. I'm not sure we solved a problem, but at least we're dealing with it. It's 18 after on Good Day.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey, Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Oh. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let's call around in the world of social media trending stories. And certainly whenever Princess Diana's name comes up, Jay, there is always attention given to her life, to the things that surrounded her. So now the attention focuses on an auction of one of her things. This is kind of a rare deal. So we'll discuss what it is that's going up for auction, how much you can spend to buy one of Princess Di's original sweaters. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Alright, so Princess Di, anything, any effect of hers, Jay, is worth some money. It seems kind of sad, but there are people who are interested in the clothing that she wore. So there's an original black sheep sweater that's going up for auction at Sotheby's. Have been in storage for 40 years. When we talk about black sheep, we talk about the wool from a black sheep. That's the sweater
this
was made.
Yeah, that red sweater with, it had a whole bunch of different white sheep on it, and then one of the sheep was black. She first wore it when she was 19 to, I think it was like a month before the royal wedding to Prince Charles polo match, and then she wore it a second time, styled a little bit differently, but it was one of those things that people kind of felt like, is this her own kind of way of commenting on how she feels within the royal family, which since Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have kind of given us the term the firm.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Mm. It gets me. Think about it a little bit. It was, well, they call them jumpers in England, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I mistaken?
Yeah. Yes, so, yeah. And it's one of those things. There's such a fascination with the royal family, as is. But when it comes to Princess Diana, she was so beyond adored by pretty much almost everybody around the world. And she's already had a few of her items go up for auction. Some things bringing in about like $50,000. There was a gown that went for over $500,000.
Wow. So other, you know, you look at some of these things. Kim Kardashian spent $197,000 on a diamond, which Diana wore in 87. Let's see here. There were other things that have been sold, like hundreds of thousands of dollars for some of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And you gotta wonder. All right. So there's that. One of the other things going on in celebrity news is Dog the Bounty Hunter apparently has a son named John. And did that didn't come from his wife who died, right? That's somebody else who he was having a boom boom with. Yeah. So was this a discovery? This guy was, I always thought he was, he just looked dirty, didn't he?
I'm not sure this was an extramarital affair. I think this was just a quick and previous relationship. His son, John, who he only found out about him recently and found out, too, that he shares a birthday with his beloved wife's death day. So mm-hmm. a day that always kind of haunted him for years, now he can celebrate with his newfound relationship with a son he didn't know he had.
So turn something that didn't seem good, seem bad, into something good. Good. We've profited from that discussion. Thank you, Jay. 28 after here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court is set to hand down key decisions this morning that could address student debt relief, affirmative action, and federal election laws. The court is entering its last week of the summer session with 10 cases pending. They also include a case over First Amendment rights versus LGBTQ rights out of Colorado, where Designer argues a state law requiring her to serve LGBTQ customers violates her religious beliefs. The justices could announce at any time whether they'll take up several high-profile cases, including racial discrimination, guns, and qualified immunity. Decisions are expected at 10 a.m. Eastern. The Biden administration says it has no plans in getting involved in internal Russian matters. That's what National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters yesterday following the Wagner Group's armed rebellion against Russia. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, guys, it's Jen, one in on the action. Call the Doug line right now, 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-D-O-U-G.
Stephens Good Day program. It's the 27th of June. We are up, and Adam, we're on to what's going on in the world. If I do say so myself, I take a lot of pride in bringing you in and paying you off for the investment of your time listening to what is going on here in our discussions. Jay Kirshner and I, with a focus on this fellow. This is from the Good News Department, no doubt. This is a Florida weather-related story because the weather there has changed so rapidly, as it is around the country, it seems, although here in New England, in the southeast, people are stuck, with the exception, Florida is not as bad as, let's say, Texas and Louisiana, some of the areas in the deep south. As in New England, we have a real problem with rain. They have a real problem with heat and drought. And so with the conditions being as they are, there's a story about a resident, Jay, who attempted to rescue three people who were trapped in a capsized boat. These people on this boat saw what was happening to the people on the other boat, and they came to their rescue. And so this was a really bad storm. Four people were going to drown if they didn't get help. So this guy just jumps in.
To help. Yeah, there was the first resident who saw people trapped, was trying to help. They kind of got trapped themselves. Another person comes out and just, 5 to 6 foot waves. Can you imagine?
Yep. Yeah. So the good news is that these people are 5 to 6 foot waves. Travis Brady was the hero, I think, of this. Right, on his way back from being out.
The original rescuer and the people. And this was a houseboat, so it just completely capsized in these waves.
Yep. All right, speaking of what's going on the water, here's something kind of cool from a perspective of somebody who is in this age range. Here's a grandmother who became a lifeguard so her local pool would not have to close. Gail Rogers is this lady's name. Yep. She is in Sycamore Township, which is in Seneca County, not far from where I went to school, in fact. So this private pool was going to not open this year because they didn't have a lifeguard. So she decided to get her lifeguard. You have to take a test, right? Go through a course, take a test.
You have to have some training. You have to be Red Cross certified, all of that, and then take the test to really get the job.
Apparently, she was a lifeguard when she was a kid, but it was 50 years ago.
So, like riding a bicycle.
Yeah, right, exactly. I can do this again. So she began working as a lifeguard on Memorial Day weekend and has been very helpful, obviously, to the cause, especially when it's as warm as it is. Lifeguarding, she says, now is hugely different than it was the last time she had the job when she was a teenager. Well, I guess that's probably true. The physical exam must have been interesting.
Well, yeah.
Don't you have to swim as a lifeguard? You have to be able to swim.
Yeah, well, yes. And you have to tread water for a certain period of time. And really back then, she was saying that you only had a whistle. So basically, you were more policing people than anything else. Yeah. Where now it's like, no, you have to be equipped to save. You have these devices, these different floating tools and all of that.
Well, maybe the better way of putting it, back then you had certain requirements, but the key requirements now are much more stringent. You got to swim 300 yards for 12 laps in a traditional swimming pool, and that's got to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
Grab a 10-pound brick off the bottom of the pool.
Because saving somebody who's drowning can be so dangerous, because a lot of times if somebody's drowning, they go into panic mode and they are just flailing, and you have to be able to carry that person, swim with that person back, where make sure that they don't drown you as well.
Yeah,
and I think that you're also trained that if the person starts basically trying to like climb on you and you start drowning, you're supposed to essentially punch them to get them off of you so that you can drag them back to shore and save them. Because if you drown, then you're definitely not saving
them either.
See you later.
Yeah, right. Who are you going to help then?
Uh-huh.
So help me understand this, will you please? Are you watching this show, The Idol?
No, I am not.
Okay. But do you know, I didn't come across it. I think I did click over it on a recent Sunday, but I wasn't impressed. It didn't grab me. But apparently,
it's been all over the news, though. Like The Weeknd and Lily Rose Depp and a lot of certain jokes. There was an Epstein joke and scantily clad outfits, and some people are saying it's too much. Other people are defending it. It's artistic qualities, and like that's the purpose of the show. But people who are fans of the show are really angry right now because apparently it's ending a lot sooner than it was supposed to.
Right. And, because it was, it's on traditional terrestrial TV, though. So why didn't they, you got to wonder why they didn't put it on some cable or put it on one of the, like, premium channels, do it in some other form than where, wasn't it on ABC or something? Was it? I think it was on ABC.
Oh, was it? I thought it was a streamer.
Oh, is it? I don't know. It's just, even that, you know, is next to Naked, but you see that stuff all the time on those streaming shows. So what's the big deal? Would be, that's why I asked you, because I wondered whether you had seen it. Why would I have thought you saw it? Now, there is a good question. Jay and Doug at 41 after the hour of the Good Day program. Here's a reminder for those of you who are really, 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 really concerned about your health and how you look. How about you travel over to toploss.com and take a gander at all of the people, hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of people who have tested the Calitrin product, all natural, drug-free, and found that it works not only to help them lose weight, but to keep it off. Go to Tom. There's a guy named Tom there. Tom will help you out. Elizabeth will help you out. They have all of the folks that are on staff that will help you as a consultant to be more successful. That's toploss.com for Calitrin, and use the Doug code to get free shipping and access to all of the fabulous buys like the BOGO deals you can get. Save money and save yourself with Calitrin.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means, wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer. Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory, then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Yo, babe, this one still needs to be back.
The service at Chuck's car detailing business is spotless. But new word of mouth recommendations leave him short of hands.
They don't have an appointment? Just get him in line behind the pickup truck. I'll stay for another couple hours and get it done tonight.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's tune in to Dr. Jack Stockwell, shall we? Who has not been around for a while. Well, yeah, I guess he actually has been around. Round, get around, I get around. One of the things about Jack, through his clinic down in Salt Lake, I say down, it's over, it's there. It's over there, his clinic in Salt Lake City, where he practices Nuka Chiropractic, which is upper cervical, the spinal area, your neck and your shoulders and that whole area, which is where a lot of problems between that and your gut. And he's a practicing gut guy. How about that? You can put that on your wall. You can say, Doug says, I'm a practicing gut guy, which is a gut.
There we go.
Right? Gut guy. He's a gut guy. Yes. And because of the fact that we're beginning more and more to understand that everything good and everything bad in your body starts in your gut, I see that you have found something. I read something about this this week as well, so it's all over the place, getting a lot of coverage about processed foods. Now, are you of the opinion that some organic foods are processed now? Are we processing organic food?
Yeah, we're taking organic foods from the farms, from Mother Nature, and then twisting things here and there to try to get more shelf life. That's the whole idea with food marketing today. We end up trading the basic nutritional value of something in order to gain greater, longer shelf life, so that instead of working with each harvest, we can plan what we're going to do with the next harvest before we even planted it, knowing that shelf life is going to extend the product in the stores.
And the doesn't that defeat the whole purpose, the value of organic? Organic is supposed to be eaten here and now because it's
well,
fresh.
Yeah. And so you, when you eat organic, you want to make sure that it's in its original form.
Yeah.
It hasn't been altered. Sometimes when it says organic on the label, it may be coming from an organic source, but on the package, you know, the front of the package or the bag or whatever. But then you have to read the label and see what else is in there. And when you start finding words you can't pronounce, when you start finding soybean oil or canola oil, the value of that organic mixture has been destroyed by the presence of these oils.
So and what is there about canola?
It's creeping now, in.
All right. What is there about canola oil that is not as good as, let's say, olive oil? What are the properties of it? Why do people use it if they know that it's not good? That sort of thing.
Well, it's a preservative. The food companies, almost, I wouldn't say half, but close to half of the products that are in a bag, a can, or a box in your supermarket is either going to have soybean oil in it or canola oil. And I've done some Good Day Health show on soybean, but when it comes to canola oil, it's not really a food. It has been so changed from the canola plant, the rapeseed plant, mostly grown in Canada, that we have here access in Alberta. But it's used as a preservative simply because canola oil has been approved by the EPA for insect pest control.
Oh,
because
perfect.
It kills flies, it kills beetles, their larvae, it kills caterpillars, stink bugs, moths, mites, mildew. And over the long term, it kills human beings. And because they stick this in these foods, it has a long shelf life. And an interesting thing that you can do with canola oil is if you just stick a bowl of it outside of your house, watch what happens. No flies bother it. No bugs bother it. No animals will bother it. It starts to thicken. It coagulates like glue, which is what it does inside the body, and to form something we call plaque. And canola oil has almost taken over the food processing industry as the first choice of a preservative that's in these processed foods. And we know that because of the plaquing effect that it has in the body, it can be a major cause of Alzheimer's disease. So a lot of people will, you know, when they're dealing with Alzheimer's patients, they tell them, well, my goodness, you've got to stop the sugar. You've got, you know, you're diabetic. You've got too much sugar in your diet. And while that may be the case, I start telling them, you've got to start reading the labels. For Pete's sake, if it says soybean oil or canola oil, do not eat it. Your animals won't eat it.
Isn't it amazing what people don't know? And that's one of the reasons that Jack is here. Good Day Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell, with his bona fides. Catch up with him and all the health info that we have. Good Day Health, the download there at gooddayhealthshow.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Is this the weekend that we've been looking forward to, Chucker? It's the 4th of July weekend. Time for a big movie. Yes, yes,
yes,
and yes.
Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny opens this Thursday night at a multiplex near you, Doug.
Yes, I'm sure of that, and I may be in line.
Recently, listen to the stat that I read. Very interesting. In 1980, when Raiders of Lost Ark came out, which is the first Indiana Jones movie, Steven Spielberg spent $20 million to produce that movie. Paramount.
$20 million. Really?
$20 million. And it did initially $296 million. $20 million to produce, $296 million return.
Worthwhile investment.
Okay, that's the tenfold, right, on the investment.
Yep.
Okay, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, reported budget, $295 million.
Wow.
So at best, they could pray for a triple. Most likely, hope for a double.
But I think that's too negative. Why are you so damn negative? No.
Yeah, $1 billion is a triple.
Well,
it's not going to do better than that.
You don't think? I think it'll do well, though.
I think it'll do a little more than a double, hopefully. Yeah. But my point is, the risk versus the reward, the money that is caught. I mean, if you look at a $20 million, today's dollar inflationary would be about $66 million. So how do you get $295 million to do an Indiana? I know there were delays. That
oh, didn't he break his ankle or something?
Holy smoke, Doug. I mean,
holy smoke.
Million. $295 million to make a movie.
Nobody cares. They want to go see the movie, be entertained, and hope that there's going to be more for Harrison Ford, even though he's almost 80. Let's keep this going. Keep it rolling.
Thing. Your opinion on this, because this goes right into the why people watch movies at home a little, okay?
Yeah.
1939, first demo of the color television took place in New York City. Mm-hmm. And now we have 70-inch televisions in your home. And that's one of the reasons people also stay home to watch TV and movies and don't go to movies as much, not nearly as much, because the technology is...
I like going to the movies.
Me too.
Chevy Chase is going to headline Christmas Con.
Yeah.
And how many years has it been since Christmas Vacation? About 34 years. This is just a money grab for Clark Griswold and the rest of them, right? What else?
I guess he's got to pay the mortgage, right?
Yeah, I suppose. They're going to have it in Edison, New Jersey in December. We're already talking about this. It's amazing. Apparently, they have this every year. Christmas movie stars come out. And who are some of the people? I'm just trying to think of who would be in a Christmas movie.
Well, Macaulay Culkin would be the pinnacle. I don't know if he does it. I don't think he does it.
No.
A lot of these, listen, there's a lot of money in these trade shows and events. You know, nobody's doing this for free.
No, that's for sure.
Autograph signing. I guess Chevy Chase could easily sign his name for $100 at least.
Great.
Probably more.
Jamie Foxx's new movie, God is a Bullet. Mm. Is this the one he was shooting when he had his stroke?
No. No.
This is one before that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just saw him in a commercial last night, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
He was in the movie Cameron Diaz, My Sister's... No, that's not what it was. He was... The guy who directed God is a Bullet...
Yeah.
Directed other movies that he was in with Cameron Diaz.
We don't like speculating. But if you had to speculate, what do you think happened to Jamie Foxx?
Yeah, he had a stroke. There are some people who are blaming it on the COVID vaccine. Who knows whether that's the truth or not? But I think it's pretty clear that he had a stroke.
Something happened very seriously.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So anyway, the movie God is a Bullet. When's that coming out? That must be fairly soon.
I guess so. I don't see it as a high-profile movie, though.
No?
No, not at all.
The one he did
with Cameron Diaz, which is a Netflix movie, that's more high-profile.
Yeah, of course.
Although I believe it was shot directly for... I don't think they finished the movie, though. That's a problem.
No, they haven't finished it. No.
Yeah.
All right, what else have you got?
Just one other. This day in movie history, Live and Let Die was released in theaters June 27, 1973. Roger Moore, first outing is 007. That was the first James Bond movie I ever saw.
Yep.
As I said many times on the show in a movie theater. That's why I was always partial to
you like him
Roger
better.
Moore. Yeah, because I grew up on him. His first one I saw in a big
movie. So I grew up on the original and the best James Bond. If you rate him, I think Daniel Craig is 2, Pierce Brosnan is 3, Roger Moore maybe 3.5, somewhere in there. All right, Chugger, you're a good man. Happy to have you here doing the Movie Moments thing with me. At 59 past the hour, this is Tuesday Good Day.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.